بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were still reading the riwayat, the hadith narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when one person, Uyayn ibn Hisn, came to his cousin, his nephew, Al-Hurr ibn Qais, and then he sought permission to come in the presence of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he then very disrespectfully accused Na'uzubillah Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of not being fair and being unjust. On that, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became very angry and even wanted to punish him. On that, Hazrat Hur radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was appointed to attend the meetings, the mashuras of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, reminded him of the ayat of the Quran Sharif to forgive, to be kind, and to ignore the ignorant people. On that, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu immediately responded and did not do anything. So there are great lessons that we learn from here. One is that to get permission to go to a person, many times somebody will go through an intermediary and ask him, you got good connection with so and so, if you can allow me or speak to that person that I can meet him also. This is quite in order, but it must be for a good reason, not for a bad reason. If it is for a good reason to arrange that and let the person speak to that person, it is good, as Hazrat Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu had arranged. But then also, even today, we find a person should try and be careful and find out why does he want to meet that person. Even today, many times people come and meet and then they have other agendas. Outwardly, they say they want to make mashura, they want to take some advice, etc. But then they have some other agendas. If we are aware of that, then we should block that from the root. We should not allow such a meeting. And if we understand that it is a good intention, then we can arrange it. However, we are not perfect, we do make mistakes. But we should try to find out that why does this person want to meet him. The second thing is that we learn from this year that this person came and he spoke very disrespectfully to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on which Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became angry on him. So the question here comes of becoming angry. So it is quite clear, it is a ruling of Sharia, when a person becomes angry, a person hates somebody for the sake of deen, then this is also meritorious, it is a good thing, a great thing. Many times we feel that a person must just be soft-natured, he must overlook. But to become angry and to hate also for the sake of deen, two important things are in this. That it must be for the sake of deen, not for our dunya, my personal. I was accused of something for my personal wrongs and I become angry on that. That is not permissible. But for the sake of deen. And the other it must be for the pleasure of Allah. Many times we say we break ties with family people also because they are not practicing on deen. But it is not for that reason. It is not for the pleasure of Allah. But because we are upset about some other thing, then we take it out in this form. So that also is not correct. The sad part is that today we have distanced ourselves from deen so much that we become angry today with our own house people, with the husband, with the wife with the husband, with our children in our family for dunya's sake. For matters of dunya we become angry. And we don't become angry for Allah's pleasure, but for our own sake we become angry. This is totally impermissible. If we do become angry, it must be solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and it must be for the sake of deen. And the other aspect, that a person is soft-natured and he overlooks, that is also accommodated in deen, and that is also allowed. And we find buzurgs of that nature also. From Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was very soft-natured compared to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was very strict and very harsh on the matters of deen. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, however, soft-natured. But even being soft-natured must be also for the sake of deen, that I will wean this person over, not just to be in his good books, or just not that people must say he's very nice and soft-natured, he never becomes angry, but it must be to wean that person over. And it must be also for the pleasure of Allah, that Allah will become happy, that I will treat him now softly, kindly, I will explain to him, and I will wean him over to deen. So the basic thing, it must be for deen, whether we become angry, we have a hard nature, or whether we are soft, it must be for the sake of deen, and it must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It must not be for our dunya's things, and it must not be for our nafs. In that way, we will be saved of what is called muhammudahnat. That is, we see somebody doing something wrong in deen, and we keep quiet about it. If it is that we just keep in quiet just to keep the peace, or just that people say that he is a person who never says anything wrong, then that is mudahanat. But if in our heart we hate it and we make dua and we make efforts with our heart to change that condition, then we will be saved of mudahanat. And we will be able to rectify and correct matters. And both these views are supported by the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif also. Like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, what a very person who was hard by nature for the sake of deen. When Allah sent him to Fir'aun, who was such a non-believer that he claimed to be Allah, Allah said, speak softly to him. Speak kindly to him that he may listen. So, and on the other hand, we are commanded with jihad also. That is to take lives also for the pleasure of Allah. And that also must not be for our sake, but it must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this one great lesson we learn here from the practice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we should try and learn our deen more, and we bring the whole of deen in our lives in every aspect. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.